This is Retire Strong Radio with Gary Stoller from ETS Financial. When a part of your financial strategy is out of tune, your long-term goals, your retirement savings, and your legacy can all suffer. With many years of experience in the financial industry, Gary provides his clients and prospects the information they need regarding Social Security, retirement income planning, wealth management, and much more. Listen in as we address your financial concerns and provide helpful strategies to put you on the path to achieving your retirement goals. And now here is Retire Strong Radio with Gary Stoller.
Welcome back to Retire Strong Radio. I'm your host, Gary Stoller, part of your team here at ETS Financial. If you want information about what you hear during the show, you can get a hold of us by grabbing your phone and dialing 770-904-1978 or jump online at etsfinancial.com. That's Edward Tom Sam, etsfinancial.com. And today I am joined with our co-host, Tony Shore. How are you doing today, Tony?
I am doing great. Thanks, Gary. Great to be here with you. And I'm excited. This is our basically our inaugural Thanksgiving episode, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Thanks to you. Thanks to many things. We have Thanksgiving coming up in about a week here.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm excited. And I know that Thanksgiving means a lot to a lot of folks out there. I'm thankful for you and the show. I love doing the show with you each week, Gary. It's a lot of fun and I always learn something. And I know we're going to keep going on our conversation about taxes, and we're going to cover another area today. But before we get into that, what's your favorite Thanksgiving Day food? What do you enjoy most on Thanksgiving?
You know, when I was real young, I wasn't too crazy about the Thanksgiving meal. I just didn't really enjoy the food that much. And then at one point, my dad went out and bought a deep fat fryer.
And
he got a big old turkey and injected it with the seasonings and set that thing up in the garage, and he did it right. He followed the instructions to a T. I couldn't believe how much of a difference that made. And since then I started liking Thanksgiving. But I've had all kinds of food with family gatherings. I got a lot of family and cousins that hunt, so we've had anything from venison tacos.
Wow.
Your typical turkey dressing, mashed potatoes, and the pumpkin pie. But it's hard for me to turn down any of that food. How about you?
Yeah, I love it all. I mean, it would be a combo platter: mashed potatoes, turkey, and gravy with the dinner roll. But I'll be honest, my favorite part of Thanksgiving is the day after. We always buy a big turkey, roast that turkey, put it in the oven. And we always have lots of leftover meat the next day.
Oh, yeah.
And I love to make sandwiches out of the meat. But what you do is, I do this every year. You take the meat, you put it in a fry pan with some butter, and you season it. Just lightly salt and pepper and a few, if you like other seasonings. Mm-hmm. You turn it over, just get a golden brown, fried in a fry pan with butter. Then you put it between two pieces of toast, maybe some lettuce, mayo. It's so good. So good.
You're making me hungry right now. Hey, something else. I had about probably 5 or 6 years ago for the first time was mashed potatoes mixed with mashed sweet potatoes.
Oh, I've had that.
50-50 blend. Blew my mind.
Yeah, very good, isn't it?
I absolutely loved it. It's like my brain was trying to figure out what this was.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge sweet potato guy,
but I did like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, that's fun. We'll see what happens. I'm not sure what we have in store this year. We're headed down to Florida. We've got to see some family down there. So that'll be a good time.
Yeah. Yeah. So what else about Thanksgiving?
Quick question for you, Tony.
Okay.
At Thanksgiving time, why did the chicken blush?
I don't know. Why?
Because he saw the turkey dressing. All right, one more crazy joke here with chickens and
little late.
There you go. All right, one more chicken turkey joke. Why did the turkey cross the road twice?
I have no idea.
To prove that he wasn't a chicken.
Oh,
There you go.
I was going to do my joke. Why did you stole my joke. I was going to say, why did the turkey cross the road? He wanted people to think he was a chicken.
Oh,
but you took it further. I like that. I like that. Can a turkey jump higher than a house?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Yes, because houses can't jump.
Oh.
Okay. All right. That's enough. Yes. Actually, that one should probably get. Crickets, right? Go. Right?
Yes.
Okay. So today we're back on the topic of tax plan. What do we need to know about taxes today?
All right. So, you know, we're around a third and headed home here on this article from Kiplinger called How 12 Types of Retirement Income Get Taxed. And it is considering taxes on bonds. And so this may be of particular interest to some listeners because the interest that's earned on municipal bonds is primarily exempt from federal taxes. So, and interest from bonds that are issued in your home state are also often exempt from state taxes. And so, you know, make sure you do your research on your state laws. And you can always reach out to your firm or us here at ETS Financial to help you. Also keep in mind, however, that capital gains may be subject to federal taxes if you decide to sell your municipal bonds.
Ah, okay. Okay. And that makes sense. I'm glad we're talking about this, talking about bonds. I think that you've been giving us some great information. And it seems like municipal bonds would probably be a good addition for a lot of financial strategies out there, Gary. I mean, they're certainly worth a conversation, right?
Absolutely. you know, next, you should be aware that ordinary income rates apply to the interest you earn on money market accounts and corporate bonds. And capital gains rates may also apply if you elect to sell any of your corporate or municipal bonds. Also, I'm sure that some of our listeners currently own savings bonds. I know some do. And when it comes to federal income taxes, interest on Series EE and I U.S. savings bonds, I bonds, is generally taxable at ordinary income rates in the year they mature or when they're redeemed, whichever comes first. So, and then those who have HH bonds report and pay federal taxes on interest annually as they receive payments. So this Kiplinger article adds that interest on U.S. savings bonds is exempt from state and local income taxes.
Yeah, I find it interesting that different types of bonds can be different and there are different rules. I think this is all an eye-opener to me, Gary. I'll be honest, probably my least area of expertise in the financial world or the area I have the least knowledge about or have heard the least about are bonds, right?
And
yeah. And so what else do we need to know about savings bonds?
Yeah. So if someone has decided maybe to go back to school or get some more education, and someone anticipates doing that at some point in the future, then you need to be aware that interest on EE and I savings bonds that you use to pay for higher education expenses may be tax-free as long as certain rules are strictly followed.
Huh, interesting. I find that part interesting because I know a lot of people who retire and then go back to school to learn a language or a different trade.
Mm-hmm. Yep, we definitely want to keep that in mind. The bonds must have been purchased after 1989 by someone who's at least 24 years old. And they must also be redeemed for college or graduate school or vocational school, tuition or fees for the bondholder or their spouse or even their dependents.
Oh, wow.
If they have dependents.
Okay.
Yeah. So a grandparent, however, cannot take advantage of this particular tax break to help cover a grandkid's college tuition unless they claim them as a dependent on their federal tax return. And then the income exclusion also has certain limits. This year, it begins phasing out for joint filers with a modified adjusted gross income larger than $128,000, roughly, and then $85,000 for the rest of filers, roughly. So the tax break disappears completely when the modified adjusted gross income exceeds $150,000 and change for joint filers and $100,000 and change for everyone else.
Wow. Okay. So there are taxes on bonds. There can be, and it can vary. And it sounds like you can get pretty deep in the weeds when it comes to bonds. I would not want to deal with this without working with somebody like yourself, a financial services professional. So if our listeners out there, Gary, have questions about bonds or taxes that we've been talking about the last few weeks, each week we've been covering a different topic or a different type of financial vehicle and how they can be taxed. This has been great information in this series. How can they get a hold of you, though, to set up a consultation?
Yes. So just one quick note. You know, taxes, federal income taxes particularly, are set to increase in 2026. The Trump tax cuts sunset at the end of 2025. That gives us roughly 2 years. And so tax-free money in the future will be more valuable than tax-free money now. And so understanding these taxes is going to become increasingly more important and more valuable to be able to take advantage of the tax breaks coming up in the future. That's why we spend so much time now discussing it. So to answer your question, we can be reached here by phone 770-904-1978. And you know what? You can also text that phone number, 770-904-1978. Some listeners prefer a quick text rather than calling in. That's perfectly fine. You can also jump online at etsfinancial.com. That's ETS as in Edward Tom Sam, financial.com. And if someone wants to drop me a quick email, they could reach me directly here at Gary, G-A-R-Y, at etsfinancial.com.
All right. And I encourage our listeners, pick up the phone, give Gary a call, shoot him an email, check out the website, because I know you're offering that no charge, no obligation consultation, and you can help people deal with their finances, make sure they've got a solid plan in place, especially as we get older and are heading toward retirement. You want to have a financial plan and a retirement income plan in place. And Gary, great show today. Listeners, that does it for today's episode of Retire Strong Radio with our host, Gary Stoller.
Thank you all for listening, and everyone have a very happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you for listening to Retire Strong Radio. Don't pay too much for taxes or retire without a sound retirement plan. For more information, please contact Gary Stoller at ETS Financial. Call 770-904-1978 or visit them online at etsfinancial.com.
Investment advisory services are offered by First Advisors National, LLC, a registered investment advisor in the state of Georgia. Insurance products and services are offered through ETS Financial Services, LLC, First Advisors National, LLC, and ETS Financial Services, LLC, are affiliated companies. All matters discussed during the show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.